Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for them more. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, laugh to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one thinks con. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little online network on the internet. Today is the 12th of December, 2017. And I'm back in Facebook jail again. You know, and it makes sense, really, doesn't it? Facebook is CIA funded and Jew run, and you know, the Rothschilds are Jews, and when they first went to America, the first thing they said for their sons to do before they went and set up the banking was get control of the 25 biggest, best newspapers in the U.S. Therefore, you will control the message. So it seems some of the messages I put out on Facebook, I don't know. But I thank Facebook anyways for once again interrupting my freedom of speech and thought. So I don't know how long this one's going to last. We'll find out. Anyways, as long as we're talking frauds and stuff. There was a video of a sick, very thin, decrepit polar bear. I never watched it. I saw it when I went to check the weather. I don't know where else it was. I don't know. I would imagine science teachers in the classrooms of the grade schools were all jacked up on it because, well, the bear was emaciated like this because, according to the story, was in this condition because of climate change. So once again, they got caught lying. So CBC Radio, as it happens, does a little story on this, which says a viral video of emaciated polar bear may not be what it seems. Nunavik Bear Monitor says. So, Leo, can't pronounce his last name, writes, says the video of a starving northern polar bear is sad, but not necessarily the product of climate change. When Leo saw this weekend's viral video of the polar bear rummaging through the garbage in search of food, he wasn't shocked. Leo says, I wasn't totally surprised. These things happen. The polar bear monitor told As It Happens host Carol Off. What the hell kind of a last name is that? Off. Oh, well, it's CBC. Who knows? Carol Off. Interesting name. Mother Nature is going to do part of that, you know, it's just part of the cycle, and that's the whole point I'm interjecting here, is the Earth runs on a cycle, or cycles, and this whole nonsense of man caused climate change, or man caused global warming, began as a fraud, it continues as a fraud, because a lot of people make a lot of money on it, and they get to get a lot of control over you and the animals and your mind, and people just keep falling for this nonsense. Anyways, Leo has been monitoring polar bear activity in and around Aviat, a small community on the western shore of Hudson's Bay, since 2010, working with organizations like the World Wildlife Fund Canada to keep the creatures away from human populations, reduce polar bear deaths. Now, the World Wildlife Fund, you know, Prince Philip's involved in this thing, and when they fired that up, it went right exactly from the whole idea of the 50 Senate hearings, 1950 Senate hearings, with Warburg saying they needed global problems that could only be fixed at the global level. And this is basically, he said, we need mechanisms, and the environment is a chosen mechanism. And, you know, the first real video that came out, or video movie that came out, was called Goddess on Chain, relating to man-caused global warming through CO2 emissions. And you know, it was the prelude to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And that was way back in 1958. And the planet's still here, folks. You know. But the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Philip's involved in it. What they did was they gathered up $10 million. And use it as another tax-exempt foundation, and they put money out to scientists and monitors like Leo, and they spread the money around, and they collect data, and then they use the data they want, or they skew the data they get to show the result they're looking for. It's always been like that with these clowns. And it will continue to be like that until we shut them down. Now we're facing carbon taxes and all this kind of nonsense that the government plans on making a lot of money, because on your carbon tax they charge you HST, which brings in a lot of tax revenue to the government, but it has nothing to do with the climate. Absolutely nothing to do with the climate. So, anyways, Prince Philip is the Queen's hubby, everybody probably was shocked, says Leo, to see a really skinny bear, but this is not my first time seeing something like this. In the clip, the bear, bones visible through its yellowing fur, struggles to walk as it searches for food in an abandoned fishing camp on Somerset Island near Baffin Island in Nunavut. Now, this is the kicker. This video, and I didn't go looking for it anywhere else, I just went to check the weather and I saw this story there. And I didn't bother looking at it because I know, you know, they're talking about climate change. This bear looks like this because of climate change. Well, you know that's bull crap, so there's no point watching it. But this is the stuff that gets spread to the kids to freak them out. Now, this video went up in December, which is like winter. And there's no ice around, and this bear is going across this barren landscape with no ice. It's December, and he's starving to death because there's no ice, so he can't go seal hunting. Just rip at your old heartstrings, eh? Problem is, The video was shot in July by National Geographic photojournalist Paul Nicken for his conservation organization, Seal Legacy, which runs regular expeditions in the north to document the effects of climate change in July. When the animal first got up, and we could see it was actually in the late stages of starvation, Sea Legacy co-founder Christina told, as it happens on Friday, quote, all our team was in tears and feeling completely helpless to do anything about it except to roll our camera and share it with the world. But didn't share it with the world until December. I don't know that it was shared anywhere else before December. Now, you see, if I'd been up there and the bear was starving to death and it was in that bad a shape, and if you go north like that, you know you got some rifles for self-protection. If these people actually gave a damn about the animals, they would have put it down. But no, they shot some film instead. So, they can't be certain about the cause of this bear's condition, but it hopes it prompts discussions about how climate change is affecting the North, including its wildlife. Now, wait a minute, hold on. You got a starving bear in July, probably old bear, and so you can't be certain about the cause of this bear's condition, but it hopes it prompts discussion about climate change. How climate change is affecting North, including its wildlife. When you have no basis that this had anything to do with climate change. In fact, you know it didn't have anything to do with climate change, but you're hoping it prompts discussions about climate change. Like, come here so I can smack you in the head. This is the kind of garbage, this is the kind of propaganda that has been rolled out for so long, and these people never get held accountable. The newspapers don't get held accountable. The TV stations that put this stuff up don't get held accountable. Okay, so we don't know it was climate change, but, we hope the starving bear, who just happened to be there in July, prompts discussion about climate change, how climate change is affecting the North, including its wildlife. This is ridiculous. Quote, we are not sure that it was because of climate change. It is impossible to tell why he was in this state. Maybe it could have been an injury or a disease, but the point is that it was starving, and we want people to know what a starving polar bear looks like, because as we lose the ice in the Arctic, polar bears will starve, she said. Huh? Now, you're making a statement that you have absolutely nothing to back it up with. Absolutely nothing. Now, the video specifically stated that the bear looked like that because of climate change. And it was released in December when there should be ice around, but there was no ice around because when was it shot? July. To give you the impression that there's no ice in December when the video was shot in July. But Leo isn't convinced. Now, Leo is like an Eskimo or an Inuit. Instead, he suspects the creature was likely sick or recovering from an old injury that left it unable to hunt. He said he sees healthy and well-fed bears in the Arctic all the time, but some are simply unlucky. For example, he said he recently came across a bear with a broken paw that couldn't hunt, and locals had to put him down. They didn't shoot film. The locals didn't shoot film and say, here's a starving bear, it must be climate change. No, they're not retarded like environmentalists are. They're people who get nature. They don't come out of a freaking university somewhere or be funded by somebody to go get particular data they can use to convince the people that something that isn't true is true. You know, Paul Watson, who was a co-founder of Greenpeace, I mean, I can't think of a better quote regarding the environment. And Watson said, you know, it doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. So in this case, Leo caught these people out, because they were more than willing to have you believe that this thing was shot in December and there was no ice because of climate change, and that's why this bear was starving. Of course, it was all bullcrap. And Leo, the man of the North, called him out on it. For example, he said he recently came across since I'm from the North, I wouldn't really fall for the video, he said. He wouldn't, but the people in the cities, the school children in the city schools, would fall for it. And that's the problem. I remember when Al Gore's film was running around, Inconvenient Truth. My nephew at the time was around 12, and they showed it in the school, and I asked him how that was going over, and he said some of his friends are so freaked out by this that they can't sleep. You know, so you're pushing mental problems on young children with total bull. And as we see, the mental problems of the youth, a lot of the people, by the time they get to university, are burnt out. They're freaked out. They don't know which ends up. They're on medications. They have mental problems. But hey, it's all about the environment, isn't it? And Leo goes on to say, I wouldn't really blame the climate change. This is part of the animal, what they go through. Just like anybody else. He's not the only one speaking out about the video, as it happens there in an interview with one of the so-called people that shot the video. Several listeners from the North contacted the show to object to using one dramatic video clip to illustrate the wider issue of climate change without consulting locals. Others questioned the timing of the video's release, noting it was filmed during the region's snowless summer months, but posted online in December. Now that's out-and-out fraud. Okay, that is out-and-out fraud, and these people never get held accountable. Now, how many little kids saw the video and couldn't sleep because they were freaked out or about the global warming that isn't? It's a natural cycle. We have cold, and we have warm, and then we have cold, and then we have warm, and everything in between. And that's just the way the earth shakes. Now, somebody put in these are people from up north. The bear is obviously quite sick or badly injured, which can also happen to any other animal. It could have been in a serious accident, got a bad fight injury, or ate something that damages vital organs. Please don't assume all bears are starving because of this one photo. Another one says, important to ask Inuit elders, polar bear hunters. They are the true experts regarding polar bears and demography. And another one, still several studies have documented the negative impact of melting sea has on polar bear population, global poor. This is getting back into these liars again. Still, several, even though they've been outed, even though they've been completely outed for a fraud, they go on. Still, several studies have documented the negative impact of melting sea ice has on polar bear populations. Global bear population numbers. Now, this is just pathetic. Global polar bear numbers could drop by more than 30% by mid-century. Based on what? Absolutely nothing. So they get called out on the fraud, then they go right back into the fraud. These people are professional liars. They are an amoral group of a-holes that ought to be, well, penned up somewhere, maybe in a zoo. Yeah, that's what we should do. We should put Al Gore and all these environmentalists in a zoo somewhere, spread them around the countryside, put them in different zoos so people can go and see what fraudsters look like. It throws in peanuts or popcorn to them. Global polar bear numbers could drop more than 30%. According to a December 2016 study that was published in, are you ready for this? The Royal Society's Biology Letters. Now, the Royal Society is up to its neck in the fraud of global warming. So you're supposed to believe that because the Royal Society had a study in 2016 that says that the global polar bear numbers could drop by more than 30% by mid-century is accurate somehow. Well, of course it's not. It found a 71% chance, not 70, not 69, not 35, not 85, but these guys are so good that the Royal Society found a 71% chance that the mean global population size will decline by more than one-third over the next 34 to 41 years, a period the authors describe as three polar bear generations. Now, the population of, be it deer or wolves or polar bears, go up and down depending on the severity of the weather, depending on the food sources available. And, and if the deer population goes up, the wolf and coyote numbers go up. And if the deer population falls and the wolf numbers go down, but this is all interconnected. It's the cycle of life. But not according to these data clowns, these lying, miserable excuses for men and women. It goes on, since 1979, sea ice melted an average of 1.26 days earlier across the four polar bear ecoregions and 19 subpopulation areas, the researchers said. Polar bears rely on sea ice as a habitat for hunting seals, but as the Arctic gets warmer and as a result of climate change, not that the Arctic gets warmer. The Arctic always gets warmer and cooler and warmer and cooler, just like everywhere else on the frickin' planet. Sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's dry. Sometimes you get a lot of snow, and sometimes you don't. It has nothing whatsoever to do with global warming. That's why they changed it to climate change. They got called out on global warming. Man caused global warming at least a decade ago, if not longer. So they just rely on a new lie, and they rebrand what they got caught out on as a fraud and call it now climate change. Well, of course climate changes. The climate today is much different than it was yesterday. Yesterday it was much warmer. Today we got a bunch of snow and a lot of wind, and it's minus 10. But in a day or two, it's supposed to get back up above zero. Now, did I cause that? Did you cause that? Did it affect the polar bear? Well, we better phone the Royal Society to find out. Every time I get near this particular subject, there's a lot of subjects that really irk me. But this climate change subject, I would just find me a climate scientist and just give him a slap in the head. And bring me a guy, because I would never slap a woman in the head. So go find me a male scientist. I can get shot in the head. Quit your damn lying. Well, they pay me good money to lie. I understand that. But you're messing with children's heads. Now, I did up a magazine back in 2011. And it had to do with this, one of the pieces I did in there had to do with this particular subject. And it had to do about polar bears. And in 2011, they were ranting around. They had that polar bear floating around on a little piece of ice. And that was apparently the only piece of ice left in the Arctic. And what will become of the polar bear? Oh, my God. He'll probably melt and he'll drown. Freak the kids out some more. But they were rattling on about the massive decline in polar bear populations back in 2011, 2010. And the fact was that the people who lived up north are saying they never seen so many damn polar bears. They're breeding like friggin' bunny rabbits. But you don't hear that in the news. The kids in the school don't hear that. They get fed a picture of a bear sitting on a piece of ice with some narrative attached to it that is so far from the truth is ridiculous. What melts the sea ice, besides the chemtrails and whatever else are dumping on the ice, but ice don't melt, the permanent ice don't melt because of the sun. Okay, any melting of the ice, which would be categorized as permanent ice, is melted from underneath by the ocean current changes. And that's fact. If it's minus 60 up north and the sun's out, well, you're not going to melt any ice. And the ice is there in the winter, and there's no sun in the winter up north. So how the hell are you going to melt the ice? It's the change, the cyclical change in the ocean currents, which was well proven way back when. When the fishermen couldn't figure out where the damn fish went to. The cod stocks all disappeared and was replaced by different fishes. Because the fishes live in certain climates, certain temperature ranges, so they follow the temperature. But they were scratching their heads, and the ice was melting big time, quick. And they couldn't figure it out. So they did a lot of depth gauge work, and they ran into the deep sea currents. And realized it was the heat from the deep sea currents, the cyclical change, that was actually moving the fish out and melting the ice. Now, that's what I would call science. The rest of what's going on here, science is observation, right? That is the basis of science, is observation, which makes, well, everybody a scientist, because we all observe things. But the science that we are pounded with is really not science, okay? It's data manipulation is what it is. They observe something, and then they make up a story, which pushes their agenda. And you're not supposed to question them. But you better question them. Because they're lying to you. So, let me see where I'm at here. Polar bears are lying. See, I see how especially, there's less ice, especially in the summer. Well, of course there's less ice in the summer. The key feeding time is being shortened and shortened progressively, University of Alberta polar bear expert Ian Sterling told the Canadian Press in an interview about the seal legacy video. So they're coming to shore with less stored fat, they're living longer on it, and some of them are just running out of gas. Well, not according to the people that live up north, you twit. Oh, but then you're from the University of Alberta, and you're a polar bear expert? No, I think the people that live up north year-round would be the polar bear experts, not some jackass coming out of a university. So you coming up with this idea that so they are coming on shore with less stored fat. You don't have any data for that. Living longer on it, and some of them are just running out of gas. While polar bears in some areas have been particularly hard hit, a report released in March by the Canada-Greenland Joint Commission on Polar Bear found the creatures are weathering climate change better than expected. Whoa, in much of Canada's eastern Arctic. That's right. They're increasing in numbers, not decreasing in numbers. And yeah, it doesn't matter if it's a bear or it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a man or a woman. You could have 50 healthy men and women stand in a room and one that looks really sickly. Is that from climate change? Of course not. Same thing with the polar bears. So, they're telling you that the polar bears are going to decrease by 30%, and it's a 71% chance that over the next 34 to 41 years, over three polar bear generations, because of climate change. Huh? Not going to happen, folks. These things happen. Leo, the Eskimo, I guess, said he was not denying the existence of climate change. Well, you can't deny the climate of climate change or its effect on the North, okay? But he takes issue with one piece of footage being used to paint a bigger picture about wildlife in the North. Now, he's not denying the existence of climate change because why? This guy looks like he's in his 50s or 40s or 50s or maybe older. And he's lived through cold winters and warmer winters and winters with more ice and winters with less ice. But then later on, we got more ice. It's not like because we had less ice one year, we're never going to have more ice again. That's just a change. But it ain't caused by you or me. But he does take issue with fraud because he's obviously an honest, moral man, of which the scientific community is far from. These things happen, he said. As it happens, he reached out to Seal Legacy for further comment on Friday. The spokesman said it doesn't ultimately matter what happened to this one bear, right? Doesn't matter what happened to this one bear. The point is that it was starving, she said. And as we lose sea ice in the Arctic, polar bears will starve. So these people are such consistent liars, even when you catch, this is what you call a psychopath, a sociopath. These people, even when they're completely caught out on their lie, the fraud is stuffed in their face, they just keep rolling over like they didn't get caught. And you got to take these scientists and realize what they are. They're fraudsters. The entire scientific community, for the most part, are fraudsters. They're just like the old priests that Martin Luther called out. And just like these philosophers like Netsky or whatever the hell, Netsky, I think your name was, who they were trying to figure out how to get rid of God. And then when Darwinism came along in the mid-19th century, they jumped on that because they could use it to further their agendas. And that's the same time they say that they killed God because they couldn't bring ecology forward, in other words, the worship of the earth versus the worship of the Creator, if God was still alive. So they had to kill him off. I don't know how they went about that. Maybe they put him in the Arctic and let all the sea ice melt and God couldn't catch a seal. I don't know. In order to bring ecology forward, and they replaced the priests, which you couldn't dissent against their word, and replaced them with scientists, who are just as crooked as the priests. And when you challenge science, just like when you challenge the priests, everybody jumps on your back. So, you know, I give a middle finger to the priests, and I give a middle finger to the scientists, because both groups are liars, manipulators, deceivers. Because when you go back to science, and science is observation, and when the guys back, I don't know when it was, in the 1920s, couldn't find the fish, and the ice was melting all over the place, and they were freaked out about it, they didn't jump up and say, oh my God, it's man-made global warming. They went, what the hell's going on? And through their observations, and their testing, they determined, they weren't scientists, they were fishermen and others. They determined that it was the change in the ocean currents, the deep ocean currents, that was causing the problem. And therefore, it wasn't really a problem, it was just part of the Earth's cycle. But as Warburg said, we need mechanisms. We need global problems that can only be solved at the global level so we can build a global government. Of which he said there would be a global government by consent or conquest. So with all this data manipulation and all these straight-out lies from these university-educated muttonheads, this is what we end up with. And it's scaring the hell out of the children. You know, I gave a talk about windmills some years back, and my buddy who put it on, I was talking away, and I don't know where I was, you know, I don't exactly know what set Doug off. But while I was talking, something I said really got to Doug. Maybe it was about climate change or global warming. And he jumped in, and he'd been downtown Owen Sound, Ontario, and he was shoveling some snow or something, and he ended up in front of the Green Party headquarters or offices. And he said, on that window, was a sticker or whatever saying, vote green because your parents effed up the environment. And this is a classic case of separation, division, where they separate the children from the parents and the grandparents. It's really no different than they did with the Native people when they took them from their families and put them in the indoctrination centers known as residential schools. And everybody should be quite angry about this. I know I am. Stories like this just make me want to, well, give somebody a good slap. And, you know, I was so looking forward to either interviewing or having not an, even an interview. It was they were both being set up as debates, three of them. One with a Green Party member from the town just north of me, who was personally trained by Al Gore and ran around here showing the inconvenient truth and would debate anybody but won't debate me. And Elizabeth May, the leader of the Green Party, who was yapping off she'd debate anybody, but when I offered to debate her, she backed out. We had some conversations, but she backed the hell out of there. And the same thing with David, Mr. Fruit Fly Suzuki. Because they're all liars. And I know I can wipe the floor with any of them anywhere, anytime, very quickly. So I will never get to debate these people, which I find a bit of an irritation as well. Now, I'm just going to stay here for a bit. There's I like this. Climate denier blogs ignore polar bear science, says study. No, that's the wrong heading. Climate deniers are not climate deniers. See, this is back to the priest nonsense, right? The scientist says climate or global warming is happening and we caused it. And if you say, well, no, you're full of crap, and this is why, they don't debate you. They just call you climate denier. So what it should say is people that blogs who understand the fraud of climate change also understand the fraud of polar bear science, says study. Now, that would be a truthful study. But climate denier blogs ignore polar bear science, study, is just another load of garbage. But apparently, the polar bears in Churchill face a bleak future, researchers warn. And I gotta click on that one because there's a nice little polar bear. What's the problem here? Climate change contributing to polar bear decline in northern Manitoba. They are a majestic icon of Canada's north, but polar bears have also come to symbolize climate change. Well, only because of Prince Philip and the World Wildlife Foundation. Otherwise, nothing. But they've come to symbolize climate change. They've been made the poster bears of climate change by those who want world government. They don't give a damn about the polar bear. They don't give a damn about you. And they're using whatever they can in order to coerce you into giving up all your rights to your land, your countries, and everything else. And they're using science to help them get what they want. Anyways, they symbolize climate change, and scientists say the future for one particular population of polar bears in North Manitoba, well, it's dire. Biologist Nick Delier Lund has been studying polar bears for more than 30 years. He says the evidence is clear. The northern Manitoba polar bear is in steady decline. Polar bear capital of the world. Polar bears have long gathered in October and November near Churchill, Manitoba, as they begin to move from their summer habitat on the tundra back to the seal hunting territory, the pack ice of Hudson's Bay. And it's a tourist magnet. More than 10,000 visitors flock every year to see the bears in the wild. From the safety of tundra buggies, polar bear tourism injects several million dollars annually into the economy of the town some call the polar bear capital of the world. But woe's me, they're in dire straits. You ever think that maybe if you didn't bring 10,000 people into the bear's environment, maybe the bears would hang around? You ever think maybe you're scaring the bears off? You ever think the bears are going, what the hell are these things, these tundra buggies keep buzzing around? We can't hunt. We can't do nothing with these dumbass things around here. Why don't these people just go home to the city and watch National Geographic or some other jackass show, or maybe tune in to David Suzuki or Al Gore and get the news about the polar bears from there, or go down to the zoo and look at the polar bear? Bringing 10,000 people in to buzz around polar bears in tundra buggies probably has more to do with the decline of polar bears in that particular area than anything else. But they're getting invaluable data. The bears' proximity to Churchill also makes them the most studied polar bears, or the most irritated polar bears, the most harassed polar bears in the world. Scientists from the Wildlife Research Division of Environmental and Climate Change Canada, there's a mouthful, have been compiling data about this population of polar bears since the 70s, based out of the Churchill Northern Study Center. Now, you see, all these people are making a paycheck. All of these idiots out of the universities going up and collecting polar bear data, or swamp data, or whatever other kind of data that they're being paid to collect, of which you pay these people's wages, so that they can bring data in that bees manipulated and then strung out to you as a real story, so that they can charge you carbon taxes and every other thing. And you're paying for all this. You ought to be pissed right off. Anyways, it says here, the evidence changes. The invaluable database provides scientists with hard evidence of changes in climatic and ecological conditions. It's why researchers at the Churchill Northern Study Center know something's wrong. Based on what? I don't know. We go from that down to how to spot a polar bear. The polar bear's annual migration ashore to the Churchill area makes them relatively easy to count in the spring and fall from the air. The scientific team can spot a white bear on the tundra more easily than on the sea ice. Population in steady decline. Oh my God, no, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I feel guilty somehow. Biologist Liar Nick Lund says the polar bear population in the region isn't what it used to be. There were 1,200 bears in the late 1980s here in western Hudson's Bay. The most recent estimate is down to about 800 or so, says Lund the Liar. That is cause for concern, but it's also a warning bell. Hot pursuit from the chopper. Lund's lying team tranquilizes the bears and then quickly tags them and take key measurements that allow the scientists to track the health of the bears over time. maybe if you didn't knock the bear out and tag the bear and shoot some bullshit into his system to knock him out, maybe there'd be more bear. You ever think of that, you dumbass scientist? Huh? You ever think of that? No. We went to university, you know. All right. Sorry about that. Less sea ice equals less weight. The story of the polar bear decline is in their fat. The bears of Hudson's Bay now spend an average of 30 days longer on land than they did three decades ago because warming global temperatures have resulted in shorter periods of sea ice. That means less time for the polar bears to eat their preferred food, ring seals, with a side order of onions. The models all predict continued loss of sea ice. The models, not fact, not observation, they're models. So that will mean for bears longer and longer and longer periods with no sea ice. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Because your models predict. You cannot predict into the future what the weather is going to be. You can't do it. It ain't possible. When sciences are predicting, well, you might as well go ask the priest how the polar bears are making out. Seems to be there's fewer polar bear cubs, too, in this video filmed by Amy Johnson of the Churchill Northern Study. Cubs watch as samples are taken from their mother. Bothering the bears again. Since the scientists began tracking the polar bears, fewer cubs are being born, and they're less likely to survive. Lund has not seen any females with triplets since 1996. Pregnant females are not as heavy as they used to be. Cub survival is down, weights are down, Lund says. But we've got more scientists bugging them. Delicate measurements. Here's a picture. They got a polar bear laid out with measuring tapes. The bear's knocked out. He wasn't bothering anybody, but you guys flying in with your helicopter, which we bought, and I believe we paid for the measuring tape, and your toques, and your parkas, and every other damn thing. So the science covers the bear's eyes to keep them calm. The research team measures teeth and also take blood samples. You know, this is bull crap, man. Leave the bears the hell alone. Just leave them alone. Lund says teenage bears are the group feeling the most impact from climate change since they are still growing. They need more energy reserves, yet in fights over seals, they are often get pushed away by adult males, which means they arrive in Churchill in October. They're the hungriest. These often become problem bears coming close to people in search of food. The number of polar bears encounters in the town of Churchill reached a record level last year of 351. Of those, 65 bears, the highest number ever, need to be tranquilized and housed in the town's holding facility known as the Bear Jail, Polar Bear Jail, before being released into the wild. Where you release them, I don't know. Did they die after you released them? You know, as all these inoculations you're shoving into them, like the vaccines that you're shoving into the kids these days, having a problem with them, messing them up? I would say so. Dire predictions. Back in the laboratory, the Churchill Northern Study Center, Nick the Lion Lund has another big batch of samples to analyze. He's not optimistic about it. What will show, though. I expect a gradual decline in the size of this subpopulation, says Lund. At some point down the road, if it continues, it won't be a viable population. Well, they'll just disappear. They'll be gone. Tipping point. Lund has no firm predictions about when that tipping point will come, but unless the planet begins to cool, polar bears are likely to disappear from the Churchill area within 20 to 40 years, he says. Lund also emphasizes that there may be other places in the high Arctic that have enough sea ice to sustain polar bears. This whole thing is nothing but a crock of garbage. And the fact that this is what's being taught to the children in the school makes me want to slap the teachers. Now, the curriculum that's taught, the science curriculum or any other curriculum, or they probably have a climate change curriculum and an LGBTQ curriculum now, and an Islamic curriculum now. All of this shit's being shoved in children's heads. None of it's real. None of it's true. It's all manipulation of the child. And that, my friends, is a clinical case of mental child abuse. And all of these teachers that are inflicting this nonsense into these children's minds should be charged with child abuse. Just like they abused the children in the residential schools. It was the state that abused those children, and it is the state that is abusing your children. Filling their heads with all kinds of garbage. And as Patrick Watson, co-founder of Greenpeace, said, doesn't matter what's true. It only matters what you believe is true. So if we can get you to believe a lie that we cooked up to be the truth, well, hell, we got you, don't we? And that's the whole problem. That's why the world looks like it does the way it does right now. That's why you don't see that many happy people around anymore. This is mind manipulation. This is a big dose of psychology dished out to you by the psychopaths and the sociopaths. Now, why are we listening to psychopaths and sociopaths? Shouldn't we round these suckers up and put them somewhere where they can't hurt themselves or anybody else? That's what needs to be done. And that goes for your teachers, your preachers, your politicians. These are all psychopaths. And they're sociopaths because they're pushing an agenda which has been constructed to destroy your societies, your nations, so that they can take control of all men, women, and children, and all resources on the planet. And they can withhold from you your housing, your food, water, because their data says we're using too many resources. So now that once they get control of it, they get to control what you get. And it won't be much. So it won't be starving polar bears we're worried about. It's going to be starving people. Now we know who's behind it, the Jews, the same people that took down Russia and turned into the Soviet Union. And just go look at how many farmers even starved to death after they got hold of Russia. Anyways, I think we're about out of time. So, don't lose sleep over polar bears. And if you do see a scientist, ask him if he's got any data. And if he says yes, give him a poke in the head for me, will you? Just tell him it's from Ron. Anyways, we'll be back on Thursday night, same place, same time. And we'll see when I get out of Facebook jail again. The truth is a bitch. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
Buying time, killing people, next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them black, it's only for their mom.